Jesus says, "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." If you tuned in last Sunday, I offered that the experience of resurrection is foundational to our understanding of life as Christians. Resurrection gives us a lens through which we see the world. This lens is what gives us a perspective of our role in the world, as well as how we are to live in the world. We explored this notion through the life of Peter, Cleopas, and the unnamed disciple. Over the past few weeks, several of you have been in touch and have shared your experiences during the COVID-19 pandemic. Most of you have pointed out that the resurrection narrative, which is central to our faith as Christians, is what gives you hope. At the same time, many of you have raised a significant question. Are fear and hope contradictory? With honesty, as a Christian who lives into his call as a priest, and as someone who believes in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, since the beginning of this crisis, there is not a day that goes by that I have not felt some degree of fear. Fear for the health and survival of my loved ones, for my community, the first responders and the essential workers. Fear for what's happening all around the world, the disparate nature of economic resources. Fear about whether or not our nation is being torn apart by this pandemic. Fear about whether or not life as we know it will return. This fear is real. As Christians, we need to acknowledge that all of us have fears, and that merely believing in resurrection or having hope does not mean that we will not fear. Friends, hope is not giddy optimism. On the contrary, hope cracks open our minds with a sense of deep reverence and awe about the reality of the world and the fact that God continues to work within the natural realm in supernatural ways. Hope is ultimately surrender and a complete dependence on God, knowing that we cannot control events, but can, with divine guidance, control how we are to act in this natural world. In our first lesson today, the growing Christian community knew the reality of persecution and social rejection. Yet they chose to ground themselves in learning from the apostles and in getting to know each other by centering their lives around breaking bread together and prayer. It is the very nature of devotion that opens this community to learning about Jesus and the life of his apostles. Perhaps one of the lessons they learned was the fact that Jesus called himself the gate and called himself the good shepherd. In other words, they learned that even though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they need not fear, because they are not walking alone. For the rod and staff of that great shepherd who gave his life for each and every one of them is with them. As they continued in their journey, they were taught that to have faith does not mean that they will not travel through the valleys or will not have dark nights of the soul, or will not have fear. Fear doesn't magically abate just because you have hope. What they learn, rather, is that they have an assurance. And the assurance is that in the midst of those dark places of life, in the midst of their fears and anxieties, they travel with the person who said, "Peace be with you. My own peace I leave with you." Their hope grows as they drink the cup of suffering. The second lesson points to this fact, the fact that the community grew beyond the 12, and that this community would eventually have to suffer and bear the pain of knowing Jesus. With each and every moment that they engage in devotional study, the apostles are training them, are preparing each and every one of them to drink from the cup of suffering, with the knowledge that as they drink each sip, their Lord and their Master is with them. They know from the accounts that the apostles are teaching them that this very cup of suffering was drank by Jesus. As our Lord and Master breathed his last breath, he drank that cup of suffering, and he knew where his destiny would lead him. Brothers and sisters, fear is a justified emotion. It is a justified reaction. At the same time, we meet fear with hope. And hope is cultivated by devotion. So, my beloved, so St. Anne's, let's acknowledge our fears and lay them at the feet of the cross. Know that the hope of resurrection's rays breaks through the gloomy clouds. For Jesus, our great captain and loving shepherd, is with us till the very end. I invite you to pray with me the words of Thomas Dorsey. He prayed, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on through the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, be near me. When my life is almost gone, at the river I will stand. Guide my feet, hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen."